3. Now, just a minute 13 to go in the half. It's not a lot of time, but a timeout or two in their pocket yet, at least one that I can remember they know that they've used. An opportunity for them to still punch one in here and preserve this first half and kind of minimize the deficit a little bit.
That's the first time Kingston was able to stop Deckerville on the evening. Already on the night, 4 touchdowns. As they're still working on Colton Stadler there, the middle linebacker for Kingston. One of the essential pieces to this Kingston defense, and he's going to have to be helped off the field. It looks like he can't put any pressure on that lower left leg. Never like to see that.
No, and like I said, I hope it's more of a stinger or a bruise where he got kneed to the thigh, because him and Hunter James collided trying to in coverage there. As he was in one-on-one coverage, Hunter James is the safety who come diving into the play and collided with his teammate there. So you know, friendly fire is always the worst, Clark. The only thing worse than that is non-contact injuries. Those are probably the scariest ones. So hopefully he's okay and. This Kingston offense now can kind of get going here and see if they can make this a ball game again.
1:13 left in the first half. Kingston trails by 20 points, 28-8. And they are at their own 43-yard line to start this drive after a turnover on downs from Deckerville just a moment ago. One to the left, one to the right. Hunter James in the shotgun has number 11, Brian Hobson, to his left, I do believe. Looking to pass, screen pass, and this was thrown at the feet of Lane Torrey, number 22. As Sakal falls incomplete, stops the clock with a minute 10 left in the first half. Still second down, 10 to go.
If you're Deckerville, you got away with one there because the pressure is going to be good on a screen pass. Those offensive linemen allow you to get into the backfield, and it's up to the quarterback to make an accurate throw. The throw was not accurate, and they got away with it because there were 3 defensive linemen of Deckerville chasing Hunter James backwards, and if he's able to complete that play, it's a complete disadvantage going the other direction. If you're one of those linemen, you have to feel that running back. It was too easy to get in the backfield. You have to feel that screen play, and somebody's got to locate the running back and find him. But good pressure there, obviously forced Hunter James to throw an inaccurate ball.
James throwing down midfield, intercepted by Curtis Vogel. Here comes Vogel at the 30-yard line, still at his feet at the 20. Flag flies, Vogel still finally dragged down at the 10-yard line. Hunter James brings him down, and this is going to be a block in the back against Deckerville. This will push him back, but it will be after the interception, the third of the night.
I saw a block in the back down the field, but that's exactly what it is, Clark. They're going to call a block in the back. But how about Curtis Vogel there? We just talked about how you have to read the screen pass, and he's in a little bit of a zone coverage. He's the guy that watches Hunter James on that play and waits for him to scramble. So as he does, he just kind of sits behind the line of scrimmage and drifting back. And when Hunter James tries to drop one off to his running back or his receiver underneath, Curtis Vogel jumps up and snags it out of the air. And a guy that threw 18 touchdown passes to 1 touchdown, he's got 3 interceptions in this first half alone. Tells you this. The work this Deckerville defense has done on the passing game, and they have completely taken Hunter James and the passing game out of the Kingston offense. And now with a minute to go, ball at the 34-yard line of Kingston. We'll see how aggressive Deckerville wants to be.
Kingston's had the ball for just 6 minutes and 9 seconds, and it's a pitch out to Derek Snyder. Goes down that near sideline beyond the 30 and finally brought down at the 26-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8 yards in the play, second down and 2 with less than a minute to play in the first half.
They hurry up the line of scrimmage. Let's see if they run a play. They do.
It's a handoff up the middle again to Derek Snyder. He gets out, has the first down, down to the 24-yard line, stops the clock with to move the chains, and the tackle was made by Kingston's number 33, Connor Henry, listed as a defensive back for Kingston. Move the chains, first and 10 for Deckerville at the 24-yard line. 35 seconds left in this first half.
Which also means the clock stops as they move the chains, and Deckerville can kind of get under center and be ready to go when the clock starts. 35 seconds to go.
Deckerville still with 1 timeout left in this first half. Handoff up the middle to Derek Snyder. Stiff arm 1, gets down to on a second effort down to close to the 21-yard line. Tackle made by Aaron Kaler, defensive back, and there's the timeout called by Bill Brown and the Eagles with 23 seconds left in this first half, trying to tack on one more score before the half is over. It's 28-8, Deckerville leading Kingston.
And Coach Brown burns that last timeout, as you mentioned, Clark, and that's just to stop the clock. Stop the clock now. So if you're Kingston, when you're out of timeouts, this offense is going to have to use the sideline or get first downs in chunks. So don't be surprised to see play action here. Don't fall for it. I would expect Kynoth to maybe throw the ball down the field here on this play and see if they can't get inside the 15, inside the 10, and then you can bring back that running game back into play. But for now, I think you're going to have to throw it at least once here if you're Deckerville. And why not? You're up 20. You got a chance to really make this hurt. Got to do it. It's playoff season.
Hunter James entered the ballgame tonight with just one interception through eight games, and now he's already throwing three, all four on the season to the Deckerville defense.
Goes to show you why. It's just another reason why Deckerville is always in the playoffs. They're always a tough team to beat, and they always make decent runs. That defense is such a pain, and they do a good job of getting other offenses off the field one way or another.
Second down, 8 yards to go. 23 seconds left in the second quarter. Trying to score. They're inside the red zone of Kingston. Pitch out to the right to Derek Snyder. Cuts back inside. He's down to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Deckerville! With 16 seconds left, Derek Snyder in the end zone for the fourth time tonight. This one from 21 yards away. Touchdown to Deckerville, and it's now 34-8.
Derek Snyder had himself a first half, four touchdowns already in this game. 16 seconds to go in the half, and we have a Kingston player down, Clark. And bad news, I think that's Aaron Kaler, I believe, number 13.
Did not quite see a number on that one as the coaching staff out there looking at him. He's unfortunately on his side, has not moved much since the injury occurred. Even before the play was over and away from the play. Never like to see this. Their middle linebacker, Colton Stadler, went down. He's a senior. Haven't seen him back yet. And now they roll him out onto his back. So, Dave, the Deckerville defense has just been swallowing up Kingston so far in this ballgame. Kingston's offense limited to just 36 passing yards and then 27 rushing yards, 63 total yards on the night for Kingston so far.
Considering the history and the feeling that in eight-player football that points seem to come a little easier and scoring is higher, to allow a team that is as high-powered statistically as Kingston is to 63 total yards, that is pure domination, Clark. I hate to say that, but it's been all Deckerville all game long tonight. And it's good to see
Aaron Kaler back up on his feet,
walking off
on power.
Yeah, hopefully it was he got the wind knocked out of him or something. But nonetheless, it's another Deckerville score here before the half. Derek Snyder makes the Kingston defense pay, and Deckerville now going to line up and try to put two more on the board.
Trying to make this 36-8 of the half. Kind of in the eye, under center, rolls to his left to pass. Nothing there, now he lets it fly. This goes through the hands, incomplete. Two-point conversion's no good, and the score remains Deckerville 34. Kingston 8 in the first week of the postseason in the 8-player Division I playoffs. You're listening to the WNW Sports Network. Deckerville 34, Kingston 8, 16 seconds left in this first half. We'll stick with you here as we try and find some other scores around the area. At the half, Harbor Beach leads Saginaw-Vell 8-0. Saginaw MLS at the half over Ubley 21-14. At the half, Cass City and Sandusky all tied up at 8 apiece. And at the end of the first quarter, New Lothrop 28, Lakers 6. In 8th player on the other side of this other region. Morris leading Genesee at the half 43-0. Kingston was Deckerville was leading 12-0 out of the first quarter here. Now it is 34-8. Deckerville leading by 26 points. If there's one thing everybody needs, it's more time. We expected it to be close. We expected it, down to the wire, but the defense of Deckerville really maintaining and controlling the tempo of this ballgame tonight and keeping Kingston's offense off the field. Kingston's been on the field on offense for just 6 minutes and 9 seconds in this first half.
It's been no answer for Kingston. The offense has stumbled a little bit, which in turn the defense has been on the field a lot, and they have had zero answer for the running game. that Deckerville has provided tonight. And when Kingston's gone to their go-to, the passing game,